Hey, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Mom and Dad aren't here. You should have stayed at college this weekend. It's not that I'm not glad to see you. You've been away for a month, but maybe you could just go back to the dorm and come back next weekend? Mom and Dad will be back then. Well, if you must know, I'm having a friend over. I was hoping to have the house to myself. No, it's not a boy. Mom and Dad wouldn't allow that. It's, that girl Anna from school. She's a year or two ahead of me. No, not the hot girl. I mean, yes, she's hot. Really, really hot. But don't you dare think of her like that. She's going to be my first girlfriend. You heard me. I like girls. Way more than I like guys. And Anna is going to be my girlfriend, and my first time having sex with a woman. With anyone, actually. I'm pretty sure she's into both girls and guys, and I think she likes me. I've heard her tell stories about her past sexual experiences. She's very adventurous. Even if she's not totally into me, I think she'd still be open to hooking up. I can work with that. So, you have to go. Please? You'll get in the way. No, just staying in your room isn't good enough. You'll be a distraction if she knows you're here. Because she may have mentioned that she thought you were hot. She even asked specifically if you were gonna be here tonight. Stop grinning like that, you jerk. You're already thinking of doing perverted things with her. I need you out of here so I can be the one doing the perverted things with her. If you stay here, the two of you will probably end up having sex. Do you really want that to happen? Okay, that was a stupid question. But is having sex with some really hot girl worth breaking your poor little sister's heart? And I guess that was another stupid question. All you care about is sex. You're totally going to have sex with my crush tonight and make me listen to it alone in my bedroom next door. What if I try to set you up with one of my other friends? Maybe one of them would like to have sex with you. Well, I don't know who precisely. Anna is the only one who actually said anything about you. So I can't really guarantee anything, and if I did find someone, they may not be quite as hot as Anna, but I promise I'll try my best. That has to count for something. So, will you leave? You're impossible. All you care about is getting laid tonight. Well, yeah, I guess that's all I care about too, but I saw her first. You have to let me have her. I know I can seduce her if I can just have her for myself tonight. I'm cute enough, and I can be sexy. All I need is for you to leave. What is it going to take for that to happen? It's not like I could find some girl right now for you to have sex with instead of Anna. Unless you would have sex with me instead. I mean, I'm not crazy, just really desperate. We both want to have sex today, unless I do something. You're going to have sex with Anna tonight. And I may never get that chance with her, but if I have sex with you, then you're not horny anymore, and if I do a good enough job, you're not even able to recover in time to be a threat with Anna and me. Look, you're even hard already, just from thinking about Anna, but she won't be here for another hour at least. I'm here right now. Anna has had lots of sex already, but your sister is a virgin, and maybe Anna changes her mind about you, or I decide to cancel the sleepover tonight. You having sex with Anna isn't a sure thing, but doing me would. You don't know what to say, do you? But you keep looking at my body. Maybe you're thinking that you could be inside of it. Just a minute or two if you go along with this. Maybe you're thinking it might be fun and really naughty to bang your little sister. Just about anyone can have a girl like Anna. But how many guys to get to have sex with their sisters? You don't need to decide right away. Let me take your hand, slip it into my skirt. I bought these panties just for Anna. Aren't they nice and soft under your fingers? Now, give me your other hand and just pull them down. But be careful. Don't rip them or anything like that. Good. Now, let me bring your hand under my skirt again. Isn't my skin nice and soft, too? And right there, I'm a little wet already. Just run your fingers over that part. That makes me even wetter. Wet enough to easily slide your finger just a little inside of me. There. I told you I was a virgin. But you could change that. Your cock could be where my finger is and then could go so much deeper. You could be skewering a cute teenage virgin girl. All you have to do is give up that small chance you had with Anna. Because if we have sex, you leave afterwards and let me have her all to myself. Well, you decide. I think I'll just crawl onto your bed on my hands and knees. Then I can lift up this skirt over my hips so that you can see my naked bottom. My cute little shaped pussy. I spent so much time getting ready for Anna, but it's yours if you want it first. You know, for putting your cock into it. And then your cum, if you want that too. Yes, you don't need those pants anymore. What you need is my pussy, all warm and tight around you, kneeling behind me. And then you can put your cock right where your finger was. Yeah, right there. Right up against my hymen. If you do this, you're agreeing to go back to school tonight and leave Anna alone. So put it in. Do it. Don't hesitate. You want this, don't you? Sex is sex, whether it's with Anna or me. But I'm a virgin. I'm sure that matters to you. And I'm your little sister. It hasn't stopped you yet. Maybe it makes it this hotter for you. I'm the ultimate forbidden fruit. Underage incest with your sister, who might also be a lesbian. Now put it in me. Don't be a coward. If you don't take me now, you won't get another... Oh, you did it. Your cock is inside me. We're actually having sex. God, this is messed up. I lost my virginity to my big brother. No, don't worry. It doesn't hurt. Not that much, at least. You can move it, but be careful at first. I can move too. I can push back against you, squeeze you, feel your cock push deep into me and then slide back out. Oh, Anna, you better appreciate what I'm doing for you, for us. It'll be worth it if you love me back, if you make love with me. Now that we're having sex, you have to keep your word. You have to leave Anna alone. You have to hold my hips harder. Pull me back against you. Your thrusts keep moving me forward each time you slide your cock all the way in. Would it be weird if I came? It's my first time. And you're my big brother. I don't even like boys all that much. But I kinda like this. This is what I thought being with Anna would be like. Maybe it's better if you come without me. I don't wanna come. You can come in me all you want. I don't care because I want Anna that bad. But please don't make your sister come. Fuck. Fuck, I can't hold back. Oh god, big brother. Big brother. Oh. Oh my god. Yeah. Come inside of me. Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. stay pussy. Yeah. Okay, I might have come when you did, but just a little bit. Oh, great. Look at this mess. I've got your cum leaking out of me. Is it safe? You're a little late to be worrying about that, dear. But I'm more concerned about getting cleaned up for Anna's sake. I don't think she'd like the idea of eating your cum out of my pussy. Well, I guess I don't really know that for sure, but you need to leave. You need to keep your promise. I don't need you around when Anna gets here. Unless Anna will only take me if she can have you, too. She really likes you, and she kind of likes me, and she's a little kinky. Maybe the only way I can have her is part of a three-way with you. So maybe you should stay, but stay in your room, and don't you dare come near Anna. Unless one of both of us comes to get you, that is it. Then all bets are off. I hope you're looking forward to it, Big Brother.